Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in at the toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 1-855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. Here tonight with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. They are for free. So head on over there and get interactive. Various different things you can do all on the house, freetalklive.com. We're going to get back here to Michael in Wisconsin. He wanted to tell us something about an inside information regarding the Bank of America. And, of course, tomorrow is November 5th, which is the big bank transfer day, where people who are Banked of America, who are part of Bank of America, who have an account there, are being encouraged, and the other monolithic banks, being encouraged to close their accounts and move their money to, like, a local bank or a local credit union, for instance. So, Michael, what do you got for us?
Hey, Mike, this is Bert. I was just saying, I was listening to LRN.FM. I heard this show called Freedom Fiends. I think they're a bunch of commie, pinko.
Bert, you only get one call per night. Now, that's weird. Wasn't he a different guy before? Maybe there's two guys calling from the same house or something like that.
I don't know.
Wasn't he saying that he thinks it was a joke? Maybe that was Mike.
Well, maybe that. I think that was
promo for Freedom Fiends, is what I think it was.
I think he was proving to you guys it was a fake or something.
Wasn't it that their first episode? You dropped him right away. He sounded too much like the other guy.
Yeah.
Sit there. You just can't catch a joke to save your life.
Sounded like Bert to me, man. Like, how the hell did Bert get on Michael's line?
Am I going to if I just start using my southern accent and start talking about Jews, you guys can kick me off?
You
out of
sound
here, Bert.
A little different.
Out of here, Bert.
But no, he did sound like Bert, didn't he?
I didn't have long enough to decide whether I was hearing the same thing or not.
So for those
Michael
that don't know,
can call, right?
For those that don't know, last hour we had this Bert call in who Michael was saying that Bert was a fake call. I felt like Bert was pretty real deal. Like he seemed
maybe
really,
Michael was telling you that he was in fact Bert.
He seemed, but I suppose he could have been. He would have had to been on hold on two different lines. Not to say that's impossible. I mean, that is something that someone could do. You got a home line, you got a cell phone or something like that. But anyway, last hour, this Bert calls in with all this hate-mongering about Jewish people and talking about the Holocaust wasn't real, etc. And just someone who cares so much about that issue to call a radio show, it's just an unusual, that would be an unusual crank call, especially to cite things like certain videos that have that particular viewpoint.
Apparently he studied the issue.
Yeah, I think he was real. I decided he's real since he had these videos that he was citing.
Yeah. So then Michael, I guess, was putting us on there, and he certainly fooled me. I was like, what the hell?
Dropped him right away.
Bert? Well, there is a one call per night rule, and you know, that's all you get on Free Talk Live.
That is the rule.
So, although if it really was Michael and you really were a different guy, maybe we'll take you back. If you really did have something about the Bank of America. Because Freedom Fiends is a real podcast, and they are on the Liberty Radio Network, as he mentioned. So you can go and check them out. It's actually the guys from Guns N' Weed. Michael Dean and Nima Vedati. We've had both of them. Certainly have had Nima on the show in the past. And he's like a libertarian rapper.
Yep.
And he's also a TV personality as well. And
Michael W. Dean is an author and has done some podcast books or audio books or whatever.
Yeah, and they made a documentary called Guns and Weed, which brings two prohibitions together into the same documentary, and it shows the relationships kind of between the two and how it is that people that want to legalize guns should support people that want to legalize weed and vice versa. And I think it's a really great documentary that helps bring people of different, perhaps differing perspectives, because typically the gun thing is the right thing and the weed thing is the left viewpoint. And to bring those people together, I think, is important. So,
It shows people on either side of those issues on, you know, something they're interested in, guns, and then shows them something that they may not be interested in, say weed or vice versa, and
right,
you know, gives them an opportunity to really to look at the issue while they're being fed something they like. They're also being fed something they may not necessarily be interested in.
Yeah, and maybe they'll pick up on the principle that's involved between the two.
Right. I hope that people are looking for truth in their issues, and if they realize that in order to have gun freedom, we need to have other kinds of freedom, then that's a good, and vice versa, exactly.
It comes back to the allowing thing that I was talking about before. Michael, we have the real Michael back with us here. Hello?
No jokes, Michael.
Hello. Okay, I was not the first Bert, but I was the second Bert. I just didn't it, man.
Yeah, no jokes, man. Ian can't take it.
I thought Bert was putting us on the whole time.
No, I wouldn't say the things Bert said, even kidding. It was just too nutty. But
I think that's a conspiracy. I think Bert called back in as Michael, and now he's pretending to be tolerant.
See, that's why I think Bert was real, because I don't think that somebody who was, a tolerant individual or could possibly take those horrible positions.
No, but I could call the freedom fiends a bunch of commie, pinko, secular, humanist, homosexuals.
And considering you are a freedom fiend, that you can say whatever you want about them, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I lived in San Francisco and took a lot of drugs. I had sex with men once or twice or 10 times, but, you know,
nice.
Basically straight. That's what counts for straight in San Francisco, you know?
I suppose.
Yeah. So what did you want to share about the Bank of America?
I do have a Bank of America insider story if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Okay, 1998, when I lived in San Francisco, I was working as a temp, you know, wearing a suit and tie and going and doing different jobs. And I was working in Bank of America. This is right after they got bought out by Nations Bank. And the office I was working in was gutted. Like, two-thirds of the desks were empty. The people that were still there were completely paranoid of losing their job. I was working for this lady who had a corner office who was screaming at me the whole time. The only time I've ever had a temp job where after a week I called my temp agency and said, get me out of here, because this lady's being abusive. What I was doing there was I was fluffing and folding the visuals for her on this PowerPoint presentation for internal use. And the basic crux of it was, poor people are costing us money. We have to find a way to get rid of them without breaking the law. Raise all the fees, raise this, raise that, until they just leave and go elsewhere.
So, meaning the poor account holders were costing the bank money?
Yeah.
I see.
Which is, it's just interesting to me, because I'm hearing all these things now, like Bank of America, you know, has been accused of doing things like that, and it seems like it's something new, but I'm saying, you know, I was there in 1998 in San Francisco, and they were doing it.
Now, how is it that poor people are going to cost the bank money? I'm just curious, because are they coming in taking too many pens or too many lollipops? How is it? Because normally poor people are going to help the bank get money.
Tellers cost money, I can tell you that.
Okay, I see that. That's a good point. But constantly poor people are, well, in many cases are poor, sometimes by circumstance, but sometimes simply because they don't know how to handle money. And so frequently they will have overdrafts, and that means they get charged overdraft fees. And there's all manner of fees that are being levied against these people, and you would think that's helping the bank out, you know, helping their bottom line.
I think so, too. I mean, I was pretty poor back then, and I paid a lot in overdraft fees, probably more than a person who constantly had money in their account. I think it was just they weren't looking at the long tail like businesses hopefully do now more. Mm.
Or were they trying to change their business structure to cater to a more wealthy, affluent crowd so that they could have, you know, that be their thing, is that, you know, if you have a Bank of America card, then that means you're pretty well off or something like that.
And I suppose Mark's point about the tellers could be a factor in that, yeah, you know, the poor people tend to spend more time going to tellers probably than rich people, because, again, they're not handling their money as well. So they're in there constantly cashing checks and you know, withdrawing cash and things like that. So maybe that's it.
It seems like they're worth it in the fees. I mean,
you would think.
You know, but it would seem like it to me. Michael W. Dean, before you go, I wanted to ask you, you did a pod, an audio book about sort of protecting yourself emotionally, emotional self-defense or something like that. And I couldn't remember the name, so I didn't want to jump in and recommend it to people. But yeah, can you tell me about it real quick?
Oh, yeah. It's called a user's Manual for the Human Experience. And it basically takes kind of the non-aggression principle and the Cooper color codes and applies them, instead of just to physical confrontations, also to emotional confrontations. You can get the audiobook free on patiobooks.com. The book, again, is User's Manual for the Human Experience. And if you want the Amazon, you can go get it on Amazon. The website for the book is lifeamp.org. And there's a nice blurb on the back there from your buddy, the founder of the Free State Project.
There you go.
Cool. Hey, Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I listened to that.
855-453.
Sorry about that. I listened to that book twice. I thought it was so good.
Neat. 855-450-3733. He also did the Guns and Weed documentary, yep, which I believe is gunsandweed.com, if I'm not mistaken. And more coming up here with you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built in there to the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's free.
We have a new advertiser here on Free Talk Live that I'm really excited about. It's wisefoodstorage.com, and they offer ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packed for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches, and then they come packed in another sort of big plastic carton. Ian, you've got one right over there. You can see it at probably cam.freetalklive.com.
I don't know about that.
Well, you could put it up and
people could see it if you would like.
And they could last for 25 years. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. That you can cook them right on your counter. They cook in the Mylar package. It's amazing. And I've had the cheesy lasagna and the Alfredo noodles, and they were both great. I recommend these to you. And, you know, if you've got a family, it's probably a good idea to have some stored food on hand. And, it's hard to know what to invest in right now. Food, you're probably always going to need that. You can go to wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. Use promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Plus, peace of mind. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. The greatest gift you can give, the ones you love.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We go to Jared listening in Connecticut. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Jared?
I have a story. The other night you were talking about parents and how they treat their children and if the law should step in at all or whatever. But the next night my friend calls me up with a story that basically a guy in his community left his infant daughter. He has 8 kids. He left his infant daughter in the car for like 2 hours, okay? And what happened was the police didn't even ring his bell. The police just knocked down his door and arrested him in bed, okay? And there's a lot of elements to this story, but one of them is obviously the neighbor who saw the kid crying. Why didn't the neighbor ring the person's doorbell, right? That would be your first,
Because people are, for whatever reason, afraid to death of their neighbors.
Well, they sat there and watched the kid, I guess, in the car, which they thought was child abuse, and just let it happen for 2 hours and did nothing, and then waited to tell the police about it so the police would come in the middle of the night, you said, and kick down his door?
There's another element to the story. So what no one really knew was that this guy's 7 out of the 8 children all have, like, serious problems. Like, one of them is, like, on a feeding tube. The other have, like, learning issues and other, difficulties. And basically they were dealing with this, he and his wife, all on their own. And no one knew about it. And so what happened was when the police went in, they saw that this guy was living in basically, like, terrible condition. Okay? And so they called ACS, the Children's Services. First of all, they arrested him. He was in jail for several days. They finally got the bail together and so forth. And then they had a restraining order, like that he couldn't go to his own house. Luckily, they were able to get that lifted also. But the point was that he was living in terrible condition. So a lot of the community got together, and they, like, totally renovated in, like, the matter of a day and a half. They did, like, a home makeover type of deal. You know, a contractor came in for free and did sheetrock, and my friend works for a container company. He donated a container for free. And just a bunch of people got together and, like, cleaned this guy's whole house up. I think ACS was there today, so I'm not really sure of the outcome. But, you know, I think that in this case, it kind of almost led to something good happening, because now, like, the community is aware of what's really going on with him. They got him some support, like, nonprofit organizations. To help him out, help his wife out, because his wife basically had a nervous breakdown once he went to jail.
Well, it sounds like the community might have felt terrible for having this man, or at least I would have if I was complaining about things that were happening. I could just see from my porch or anything, and I called the police, and then he was arrested when he's in these terrible conditions. Of course, that's going to make
his
situation much harder. So at least the least they could do would be to, help him out if they were involved in his caging.
We've certainly seen instances where the community in different instances have come forth and helped folks. But to suggest that it wouldn't have happened had the police not been called, I don't think that's appropriate. I mean, clearly people...
Well, they got the story hit because the police got involved, right? I mean, you know, that's
right,
how
right.
the media found out about it.
Ultimately, though, it doesn't have to be that way, right?
I guess it wouldn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the idea of a parent leaving a child in a car for 2 hours is pretty horrifying, though.
Do you think that the child should be taken away?
This man was, you know, I think they were basically zoned out in a sense. I mean, they were really crying for help silently. I mean, his friends didn't even know anything about his kids being disabled or anything. And these are people he worked with, like, all the time. They actually came to volunteer to clean his house, but they didn't want him knowing. So one guy was coordinating everything. He took the man to, like, dinner in Manhattan for, like, 4 hours. And so that his friends could come, and his wife didn't know the friends, so that, you know, they wouldn't feel, you know, she wouldn't be embarrassed, and the husband wouldn't be embarrassed.
Either. Very interesting. Jared, thanks for that story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Nice to hear a situation being resolved in some way with compassion towards others rather than cages, because it seems like the former is going to work a lot better.
Well, you know, it's hard to... You know what to do in a circumstance where a parent, you know, makes that's a big mistake. And right now, it's certainly not a very popular type of mistake. I mean, you know, people in grocery stores get upset if you leave your kid to, you know, put the cart in the cart corral. Oh my God, anything could have happened. And, you know, leaving a kid in the car for 2 hours, it's scary for people.
Let's continue with Daniel listening to WNMT in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Daniel?
Great. I just want to talk about a little bit about what happened to me about 2005.
Sure.
With the government, I got problems. My wife was running around with a friend of mine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I went over to his house. Not, you know, his house was open to me. That's what he told me. So I went
okay.
in there, found my wife in bed with him.
Oh, my.
Pinned him up against the wall, called her a, you know what, whatever, left. All right, cops show up at my door, you got to give a statement. So I give a statement. I end up in jail for 18 days, all right?
What were the charges?
Burglary and assault.
I see.
All right, so then I get 5 years probation. And I'm sitting up here now in northern Minnesota trying to go deer hunting this weekend. I called my attorney that represented me, and I called my probation officer. I'm close to calling the judge now. But nobody up here can tell me if I can go shoot a deer or not this weekend. And I'm off paper. Can you guys explain that to me? They say I all my rights are back. That would be hunting, right?
Yeah, seems like it.
You'd think so. But no one can give you a straight answer.
Here, you got to contact your attorney. I call my attorney. He goes, well, you got to fax the paperwork over to me. And I'm thinking, okay, $150, $250, $400. What's going to cost me to do that?
Crazy. Tell you what, Daniel, if you want to stick with us and tell more of your story, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Just trying to shoot a deer. Can't even get a straight answer from these people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. You can see the website over on the mobile version, if you'd like, over at m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams and podcast for your smartphone over at m.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company and you need to try something new in the area of collections or accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolve issues for your customers and treat them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. That's freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
So we're back with Daniel. He's on the line listening to WNMT up in northern Minnesota. Daniel, are you with us still?
Yes, sir.
Now, you were telling us a story about how it was a while back that you had encountered your wife cheating on you with another man, somebody who I guess was a friend of yours. Is that right?
Yep.
And you got pretty upset. You did assault the man, and now later...
No, I didn't assault the man. I pinned him up against the wall.
That's an assault because you were in his house, and he probably didn't want to be pinned up against the wall.
Right. It's a friend of mine.
Right. So he probably didn't want to be pinned up against the wall, so I imagine that was against his will, which would I think that would make that assault.
I think that makes that assault.
Right. Okay.
So, anyway, how long ago was that?
That was in 2005.
2005. So today you're trying to figure out
all your probation is done, and you know all
I got my fines paid off, and the letter I got from the probation officer says that all my rights are returned to me. I can vote. All right.
They reinstated your rights. Is that what they say?
They reinstated my rights, but can I hunt? And they've still not been able. Can I have a gun in my hands and shoot something? They still have not been able to answer that question.
And how long have you been trying to ascertain this the answer to this question?
Probably, 8 months or a long time.
Several months.
Are you a felon?
It's not even several months. I would say probably 2 years now, maybe 3 years.
Because are you a felon?
Okay. no, I'm not a felon. They dropped it down to a gross misdemeanor.
Chances are the answer is yes, you can possess a gun. Now, obviously, you don't listen to talk show hosts for legal advice. But then again, you can see what happens when you're trying to get government bureaucrats to give you legal advice. There are some things you...
I can't get an answer out of them. It's like,
right.
You come up here in the county that I'm in, it's called Itasca County, and people from the cities that I see at the courthouse when I'm in there for my crap, they say that if we come up on vacation, we leave on probation.
Right. Well, they don't benefit from giving you legal advice. They only benefit from arresting you. So, I mean, you've got
these people, too, they're from the cities that come up here to northern Minnesota to go snowmobiling and get arrested for DWI in their snowmobile. They go, we're never coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Daniel, can I ask you a question? Because this is something that people who want to restrict gun rights will often say is that if you let some people carry guns, then if someone in the situation you're in, they would you did you were you carrying a gun on you when the incident happened?
No, of course not.
Do you think that if you had been carrying a gun that you would have misused it?
No, I would not have.
Okay.
No, it's a friend of mine. I've known the guy for 20, 30, probably 30 years almost.
Would it have been different if it had been a stranger?
No, it wouldn't have. And if I would have known I'd gotten in trouble with the law, I would have never done what I did. I didn't know. Okay. Any normal person would have done what I did, I think, right?
Were you, Daniel, I'm just curious, were you drinking that night in question?
What's that?
Were you drinking the night in question?
Of course.
You were. Okay, so do you think you would have handled that situation differently had you not been maybe drinking that night?
You know what? Probably not.
Really? Are you sorry for what you did?
I just got off probation.
I know you were.
So guess what I can have in my house?
I can tell, man. That's all right.
5 years.
It's fine. Hey, it's Friday night. Enjoy yourself a drink. That's fine with me. I don't care. I'm just asking about the... I'm just curious about the original event, because here's what I don't get. And I'm with you, by the way, in the whole...
Let me tell you a little bit more about the whole story. Right?
Well, hold on a second. I just want to make a quick point here. And I'm with you, by the way, on this whole bureaucratic rigmarole trying to figure out something. These people are so hard to get information and any useful information from it. And then even if they tell you something, they may be lying or they may not be well informed. So there's always that factor as well. But when it comes to this original event, this is one of the things I just don't understand about people being so jealous regarding the sexual behavior of a partner. Look, if someone's cheating on you, there's a reason for that happening, and getting angry about it isn't going to solve that problem for you. It's just going to, as you found out, make things worse. So I guess I just don't understand why people get so upset. If you want what's best for your partner, then if your partner's decided that what's best for them is to go somewhere else and do something different, then shouldn't you support that?
You've got a lot of financially investments. A lot of people, you know, I mean, you can have a lot of financial investment in a partner, and that can be very disruptive to your life.
It can be saddening. It can be disruptive. You know, it might be something worth being upset about, but it's not something worth fighting anybody over.
Well, I thanked him about a year and a half ago.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Why? To get away from you or something?
Off my hands. Are you kidding me? She's trouble.
Let's talk about bow and arrows.
She's trouble. That's all she is. Girls are...
I'm
on,
with
you. Guys. You know how they are.
Well, I don't know how they all are.
All that way.
But I would concur with you on there can be some benefits. So something that looks bad at the time can look a lot better a few years later. But you can certainly hunt with a bow and arrow, a black powder pistol.
I know that. You're going to buy one of those guns that you guys advertise. Will they take down a 258-pound buck?
Yes, it will. You can go to airgun.freetalklive.com.
How many yards?
Well, it depends on the... I couldn't tell you how far. It's got the muzzle velocity of a handgun, but it aims better. So, you know, you can check that out. There are different choices that you have, and that's the only point that I'm trying to make here.
Daniel,
more to the story if you want to
hear. Go ahead. Quick.
About government injustice, I worked down in Wisconsin on the pipeline to pay off my fines and get it off the land, my property. I went out of state to work on the pipeline. I come back, 3 deputy sheriffs and 3 Dodge Durangos show up in my driveway. I thought, did I rape somebody?
It was a violation of probation to leave the state?
Violation of probation because I left the state to go out of work.
Did you end up having to go back to jail for that?
Spend more time in jail.
Wow. So common.
Ridiculous.
Thanks, Daniel, for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck up there. 855-450-FREE. Does it bother you, Allie, when men, you know, like in that case, Daniel, categorizing all women as trouble?
Doesn't really bother me because I think that there are women that will be troublesome to to the men they're with, but...
So are some men, though,
so,
right?
Exactly, so are some men. So, I mean, if you fall into that kind of relationship, then I don't want to say you're a sucker, but I want to say that you're not looking for the right thing. If you're going after women that cheat on their husbands or that... You know, it's something that should be figured out before you commit.
But how do you know before that point? I mean, yeah, there may be some indicators in some cases, but it could be a total surprise.
It could be a total surprise. That's true. And like you were saying, why do people get mad? I think it's because they feel betrayed, or maybe they didn't see it coming, and then when it happens, they're caught off guard.
Or maybe they feel like an ownership over that person. Like,
or
well,
maybe
that's my woman.
Right.
Or something like
a lot
that.
Of men are very territorial, so I don't know. I don't... It
have
doesn't
you ever
bother
had men
me.
Fight over you?
Have I met, had men fight over me?
Yeah.
I guess to a small degree, but it wasn't like,
does
you
it
know.
Make you feel better? What does that
no,
make you feel
it made
like?
Me feel terrible.
Really?
I don't like that. No. No fighting.
Yeah.
that's silly and like that's that
it's so macho.
That macho, yeah, that ridiculous ape on ape. It's just really stupid.
So there you go, guys. That's what Allie thinks of you if you're fighting over her. She thinks you're an ape. That's
ape.
Great.
Evolve.
You know, younger guys are going to fight, and, you know, it's something that...
That guy didn't sound too young. I mean, he said it was only 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm...
6 years ago.
I can understand. He finds his wife in bed with his one of his best friends. Look, it could have gone a lot worse.
That's true.
It could have gone worse,
the
sure.
guy got pinned against the wall, and he called her some bad names.
That's not appropriate, though, what he did, right?
I'm not saying it's appropriate. I'm saying it's understandable.
Emotional.
I get you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want.
One can act in an emotional fashion without that would still be inappropriate without being violent, right? So, I mean, you could say or do things to your friend, you know, say things to your friend that would be inappropriate in that circumstance.
The friend who got assaulted really shouldn't have been surprised that it was happening, although I don't agree that it should have happened.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about relationships, the opposite sex, or anything that's on your mind. You can. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99. or to 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a list of things that you can do to help out with the program. Meg, who's on the show for a while, kind of living temporarily down in the D.C. area, as she is finally free of criminal charges after the Lemonade Liberation situation, where her and a couple friends were arrested for selling lemonade out in a park in Washington, D.C. Had all the charges dropped, which is great news. She contacted me today saying that I guess they were going to be doing an outreach booth at a gun show of some sort, some kind of a Liberty outreach booth. And she was asking me if I could send some bumper stickers down there. And I thought, well, you know, we have these flyers on our website over at promote.freetalklive.com, which make it easy for anybody to, with a printer, can, you know, print out as many flyers as they'd like. There's different types of them on our website over at promote.freetalklive.com. And it's a low-cost way to get the word out about Free Talk Live. It's also a good way to reach people that haven't heard the show before. I mean, that's the idea behind the flyering. You don't really want to give out bumper stickers, which are fairly expensive in comparison to just flyers, to people that have never heard of the show before. It's not a very good way to get a bumper sticker placed somewhere valuable, like on a bumper.
Makes sense.
So I said no to sending out a bunch of bumper stickers because, honestly, I really want to reserve those for the people that know what the show is, have listened to the show, and are, you know, willing to put one on a bumper sticker. We do give away the bumper stickers to those who...
But I like people thinking about Free Talk Live when they're doing events like that.
I want a bumper sticker.
You totally can have one. So if you have if you aren't living here in Keene, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the address over at promote.freetalklive.com, and we'll return to you Free Talk Live bumper sticker, and you can do with it as you please.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer you physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but also can be transferred back in a normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. You can be part of the currency that is transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Brian is listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think that free market capitalism is the solution, but they've been selling us like fascism and calling it capitalism. So
I would agree with that. Yeah.
When you see the protesters out there saying end capitalism, you know, they're just saying whatever ism you trying to call it or whatever, you know, we're sick of it. You know, it's a fraud. And there is really no free market with the way that currency is manipulated and subsidies and the market is manipulated. So
I'd agree with that.
Therefore, the corporations and banks that are being protected by some people, you know, in the liberty circles, these corporations and banks that are too big to fail, that rose to this power in this environment, they're just fascists. I mean,
are there people in the liberty movement that are protecting those people? I mean, I don't know.
Protecting or defending?
Yeah, they're defending. They're saying, well, they're just kind of victims of this manipulated market, you know, but...
Not the big banks. Those guys are not victims.
Well, hold on. He said the corporations, and I often will hear the, you know, folks go after, say, GE. Well, you know, GE didn't pay any income taxes for the last 3 years. And, well, you know, good. I wish nobody had to pay any income taxes.
I agree, Mark.
Because they use that up, or they use that for, you know, terrible purposes. So, I mean, you would agree that there's a big pink stripe running down the Occupy movement, wouldn't you?
Sure, but Brian,
wait, that was a question for Brian, not for you.
Oh.
Yes, and
okay.
The point I'm getting at is that the banks, the corporations, the military-industrial complex, which is like GE, they're all fascist. It's all one thing. So if you can protest any one of them and you're...
Wait, the government is fascist. They're just using... If you have a fascist government, it doesn't make sense to go after all the corporations and say, you stop, because someone is just going to come in their place and there's... the opportunity out there to make lots of money using the government fascist system. And so it's the state that's the problem. It's not the corporations that are taking advantage of it because,
well... I think it's both that are the problem. And just to be fair, though, you're not talking about all corporations. You're talking about, like, the big boys, right? You're talking about, like, you know, the big banks, et cetera, and the huge conglomerate megacorps. Is that what you're referring to, or are you referring to just, you know, like a mom and pop running a restaurant down the street?
No, I'm just referring to the artificial, too-big-to-fail type of organization.
Okay. Well, you got to be careful when you speak, then, because if you say corporations, then that includes everything. I mean, that includes all corporations, including the corporation mark that you own your house in, for instance. So it's not all corporations. If that's not what you mean, then that's not what you should say. But I get where you're coming from. And I think that, Ali, it's true that power is the problem. But it's also a problem when people seek it. And those people in those corporations that we're talking about, these big, you know, these big banks and GE or whatever, and the weapons manufacturers, etc., these people are seeking the perks of that power. And they're therefore they're encouraging people to continue this system. So I'd say they're almost as guilty as the federal government people.
I think Ali made a great point. For 1,000 that are hacking at the branches, there is but one that strikes at the root. And it seems like the Occupy movement is all about trimming the hedges.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're really all one and the same. You know,
what is one and the same?
The fascists, the banks that are too big to fail, the corporations that are too big to fail.
Well, there is a revolving door between, you know, if you look into the military-industrial complex, there is a revolving door between the people in industry and the people in government. But the use of force by the government is the part that makes it wrong and that makes it sustain itself. If it weren't for the government people using force on everyone else to sustain, have infinite resources because they can just tax their people or print the money, then these huge companies would never be able to exist for so long and get so big.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. When it comes to the people at the Occupy movements, like in a lot of protest movements, they're not sure exactly what to do about some of the problems that they perceive, but at least they figured out, for instance, tomorrow, November 5th, is going to be bank transfer day, where if people haven't yet, there have been encouragements up to this point, like move your money out by November 5th, and obviously a lot of banks are going to be closed on November 5th, but some banks aren't. And so the idea is to get people to move their money out of these big corporate banks and move them into smaller local banks and maybe even credit unions as well. And that's something that anybody can do. That's an action that is a tangible one. And a lot of times I'm a critic of protest movements because they don't really result in much action besides just people waving signs in the street. But that's something that people can do without having to worry about, you know, the IRS coming after them. For instance, I'll get on the air and advocate people stop paying taxes entirely because I agree with striking at the root. But I also know that most people aren't willing to take those sorts of steps. Mark, you're not even willing to take that step.
I haven't paid income tax in quite some time.
You do fill out the forms, though, and that's what's important. You are obedient enough to where you will do as they tell you, and you'll fill out the forms. But so I don't, you know, I don't expect everybody to jump on board with the with an idea that seems that radical. But closing a bank account is something that's within anyone's purview, and anyone can do that. So I say right on to them if that's the kind of action that they're taking. On the other hand, if the action they're taking is to block a port like they did out in Oakland,
rolling dumpsters out into the streets, didn't they set some things on fire?
Yeah, that I have a problem with. That I object to. And Brian, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I also heard people like defending like the robber barons in the past, and I think that it's the same thing that they are claiming that there was a free market and that the people chose the robber barons or whatever, and but probably it was just fascism being sold as capitalism back then, and there's some problem reaction solution where they're like, oh, now we need to regulate the problem that we created in the first place. You know,
sounds about right.
Well, the government was smaller back then, and from 1870 to 1890 in the United States, incomes for the average individual doubled, and it's the only time that that's happened in a two-decade
period.
But
he's right, though. I mean, the robber barons were tied in with the government.
Of course they were. But
thanks,
there
Brian.
There were fewer ties, and the result was that capitalism was, you know,
but there were fewer corporations, and there were fewer... You know, there was less commerce back then.
Fewer regulations, and people's incomes doubled inside of a two-decade period,
no,
and it's never happened before, and never happened since.
No, but I get you're bringing that up, but it doesn't counteract what he was saying.
I'm not saying
right?
Examples to look at in the past where you can see that fewer regulations in a more capitalist society will result in more money for people, and you don't want to discount that.
I think he was saying that that capitalism today isn't what capitalism really is. He said that earlier on his call. It seems like you're getting really defensive against the guy that was agreeing with.
I'm not getting defensive. I'm only making a point.
Okay.
Which at
you're doing
some
it loudly.
Sometimes it's because you are a flaming idiot. That's why.
Why don't you just settle down, mister? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. You didn't drink caffeine tonight, did you?
No, I haven't had any caffeine.
Toll-free
you're just
number.
Dumb.
855-450-FREE. I am not going to miss you when you go away on your little cruise. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.